This is WHQR's Communique. I'm Gina Gamboni. Opera House Theatre Company just opened a musical that premiered 20 years ago off-Broadway and recently had a Broadway revival. This award-winning musical is titled Violet, which is the name of the central character. Joining us now are director Jason Acock and actor Justin Allen Tate, who plays Flick. Here's Jason.
The show takes place in 1964, and it's about a young woman who is on a pilgrimage from North Carolina to Tulsa, Oklahoma. And the reason she's on this pilgrimage is because when she was younger, she was in an accident where she was hit by the blade of an axe in the face. And so she has a scar from that. She's technically disfigured from this accident. And so she's going to see a faith healer, a televangelist in Tulsa, Oklahoma, to have him heal her scar. And the story follows her and the people that she gets to meet along the way.
And who's playing the role of Violet?
Kendra Garing Garrett, local stage performer, and she's very good in this part. Most Wilmington audiences will recognize Kendra. She has done many, many things on stage.
And we have with us a guest actor who is originally from Memphis, Tennessee, Justin Allen Tate, now in New York City.
New York City.
But who's been brought down to play the role of Flick.
I was invited down by Alice to play this role. Violet is a beautiful piece of work, and I've wanted to do it for so many years. So when she offered me that the role of Flick, I was like, absolutely, yes, immediately. There's a lot of subtle things that maybe Flick doesn't say in the script. You just kind of garner about his personality. We are in the South. It is 1960s. He is an African-American male. I believe his family has taught him how to get through life in the most positive way. You can tell that he's been taught through his upbringing that anything is possible, and he tries to help Violet along the way in that process.
And Violet, of course, is a white woman.
Yes.
How do you come together? How do you become friends? And what are the dynamics there?
You know, she is disfigured. She has the scar. And the scar doesn't really bother Flick. Like, he's seen worse things in his life. He's dealt with worse things in his life. And he's intrigued by her because she is definitely a strong woman. She definitely has her mindset on what she's going to do. But, you know, he knows a few things. And he tries to tell her, I don't know if a faith healer is the person that's going to do anything about this scar. He tells her the truth, but he's still, like, there to support her. And through the process of it, he kind of just falls for her.
And the music is not your typical musical music.
It's not.
It's not your typical musical theater. You get some bluegrass, you get blues, gospel, folk music. It really kind of spans the gamut of a Southern feel. In traveling through Memphis, you get this great Memphis blues sound. Going into Oklahoma, there's a kind of a Midwest feel. There's some honky-tonk.
And it's engaging. The music is engaging. The story is engaging. It is exciting. And I got even more pumped last night just to hear, because it was our first audience, so you didn't really know what to expect. And they were oohing and aahing and laughing, and it's exciting.
Audiences will not be sorry that they're spending 2 hours with us. Mm-hmm. It's worth it.
That's director Jason Acock and actor Justin Allen Tate from the Wilmington premiere of Violet by Opera House Theater Company. The show is on Thalian Hall's main stage through September 9th. Find photos and music at whqr.org. I'm Gina Gamboni. Communique is a production of WHQR Public Media.